vaginal steaming, and so much more. Why don't you dare to be body? Call now for your free consultation. 313-434-4404.
You're smart, beautiful, creative, loyal, and humble. You're a hard worker and you're a goal-getter. Whatever you want, you work hard for it and you set goals and you always reach them. You're very supportive and you're a great listener. She says she could go on and on about the wonderful things about you, but she'll go ahead and keep it short because she knows that, you know, we a little bit on the time limit. So...
You don't see me look crazy because once I...
In the confines of your own home with the door closed and the window shut, anything is possible. But in I've never seen you not put together.
Now they're doing... I'm pushing them in the direction that I want to push them in, that they wanted to go in. But here's the thing. If we are not walking in our calling, if we're not walking in who we're supposed to be, then we honestly can't push them to where they need to be.
Every time I see her, because she is working.
Chantony, if I can just come get it, I am fine with that.
Right?
I don't care if I have to drive to Belleville. I don't care if I'll drive to Indiana at this point.
Oh.
I just want my stuff.
I gotta gather myself because Charlie in our ears, it's always something different, you know? And I mean, always right before the come on light. It's always Charlie and a joke, okay?
Sis this, you want to uplift, you know, but then you watch these shows where you watch women, you're entertained by women dragging each other through the mud. I don't understand.
It contradicts itself.
It definitely contradicts.
And... for me, and I'm not casting judgment on anybody because like you all, you know what I mean? I am guilty, absolutely, unequivocally guilty of watching trash television. I think we all are. Mm-hmm. But it hits a little different for me when it comes to, after getting older and like really realizing like what I'm watching and being more in tune with what I ingest. Mm-hmm. I do not really think that you can celebrate women, encourage your fellow sister, and claim to be a woman's woman and sit around and watch other women absolutely disintegrate one another in the most horrific, disgusting way.
Completely blowing up.
You kinda make me cry.
Listen, I'm so... I'm going to go back to the comment that Nee made earlier, and Nee said earlier. What you say, Nee?
Like, people are getting younger and younger starting these businesses. But I said it because we, you know, our parents was like, you know, go to school, go to college, get a good job, work for somebody. And then we saw it didn't really work. So like,
that's right.
And then the kids saw it didn't really work either. So they're like going out on their own ventures and doing what they feel like they have to do for themselves. And that's beautiful.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So I want you to tell us about yourself, Brianna. And when you tell us about yourself, we all want to be humble and telling what we have accomplished and, you know, our accolades. We really do. We all want to, you know, we're not everybody, but all of us here, you know, we kind of talk about ourselves in such a humble way. It kind of devalues who you really are and what you really have accomplished. So I want you to sell us. That's what I want you to do.
Oh my gosh.
Brag on you, boo.
No, I just want to say thank you for having me. You all are beautiful, and I just thank you so much. This is an honor. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Charlie, and play her amazing promo, please.
With the hottest band of the 90s. But where are they at now?
Sorry, this is my bed.
Oh, snap. Is that... That's you, baby. She's famous.
Her? Really? What happened? Really? Ooh.
I'm not the girl of your dreams, cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not leaning your own, cause you know my truth. But I know just what to do for you, cause when I don't come down here, nah, 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 nah.
Another episode of My Sister Circle. I am your co-host, Orion. Our host, Miss D, Coach D, is out tonight, but we do have our other host, Miss Me. Are you there?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm
happy to see you.
What's going on? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I can't complain about it, right. Honestly. You asked me about 3 weeks ago.
I'm so glad to see you. Life, huh? Oh, life.
Nice to see you, Charlie.
Charlie. Well, as I said, Coach D is not with us tonight. We miss her, but we have a packed show with lots of good information, some amazing guests. So we are going to start off. But as Coach D always says, make sure that you tag our fellow sisters, fellow brothers in. So everyone, mm-hmm. please go ahead and tag 5 people so we can get the show started. So we are going to start with our sister of the week, Nia. And I think this week it was on you. No sister of the week just yet?
Hey!
Hi!
I'm not going to stay. I just had to pop on real quick, leaving training.
Yeah!
I had to pop on real quick. And just say, I love y'all, and I'm going to be watching, and I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to hurry up and share now before I start driving in the snowstorm. But I love y'all, and have a good show. Y'all got this. I can't wait to hear this good topic.
Yeah, right? Be safe, sis. We miss you.
Love you, too.
I miss you guys, too. All right, y'all have a good show, okay?
All right.
Bye. Aww.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, who's in the mask?
Our sis. And I'm like, who is that with the mask?
Right.
And I'm like, what's going on, Charlie? Okay, so we'll start with our sister of the week, Nia. I know that it was your turn to pick, so why don't you take it away and tell us who our sister of the week is?
Our sister of the week is Yasmin Ebony. And I met her. She actually invited me out to a show, open mic show. And she was talking about how she's been doing this nonprofit and talking about how she's been helping the homeless, trying to get a homeless shelter for the men.
Wow.
And I thought it was really interesting, right? Because she was saying, like, a lot of people help the women and children, but our brothers are still out on the street. They don't have shoes. They don't have socks. They don't have a lot of different things. So I was like, yo, like, my sister, you know, we do this podcast, it's a circle. Would you like to be a part of it? And she was like, yes. And let me just tell a little bit about her, though. She's the oldest of 14.
Wow.
Right? She's from the Virgin Islands. She moved to Atlanta. And she had got swept up into the Black culture that's in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is like the Black Mecca, like, you know.
Yeah.
And she had got swept up into it, and she was saying it was something that she's, like, never experienced before. But due to COVID-19, a lot of places lost funding, which hurt a lot of people without homes. So she had been, you know, actively trying to do the homeless shelter for the men after COVID-19. So mm-hmm. I just want to thank her for being a part of this show. Thank you, Ebony. Just highlight people that's doing something for our people, doing something for the people, you know? So I Absolutely. Just really appreciate her.
I think that's a really good point that you brought up. A lot of times you see the things for homeless women with children. You really don't hear too much about people trying to reach out to the community of men that are homeless. I know for every time that I like go downtown, it seems like that's all that I see is like droves and droves of homeless men. And you wonder, is there a special program or something for them or something that can be outsourced for them? So bravo to her for taking note of that and doing something with it. And that's something that could be like widespread from state to state. So I hope it catches fire and she's able to, you know, do some serious groundwork and make it happen. That's awesome.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought. Cause I was like, the men, you know, and not to discount or just, you know, credit, but it's like, I see a lot more homeless men downtown. Like you said, downtown Atlanta, it's just like filled with them. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. Someone's trying to help out. And I donated some some clothes to her too. Okay. We donated clothes. So if you guys want to donate anything to her, I'm quite sure she'll be taking it. So I guess I'll get back with her if you guys want to leave it in the comments or something like that. Yeah. And I can get your information and then give it to her.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I know especially this time of year, a lot of people are going through like their clothes and getting rid of older things or maybe some things that they're really not using. So instead of throwing those things away, you know, give those to people so that they can put them in good use. Coats and hats and scarves, especially with the weather like it is right now. It is absolutely freezing here. I don't know what the weather is like in Atlanta, but I mean anywhere right now, I think everywhere needs a coat and a hat and a glove type situation because the weather is terrible right now. So don't throw the things away that you're not wearing. Donate them, especially if you are a man and you have men's clothing that's gently used. You know, we don't want to give them garbage because they're homeless. They're people like us.
Right.
So if you have some things that are gently used, you know, we will find a link so we can send her some things and maybe we can pack up some boxes and send them to you, Miss Nee, and you can deliver them to her. That would be awesome.
I will. I definitely will.
Awesome pick. And she's gorgeous too, by the way. Holy smokes.
Right. Hey, Ebony.
I'm like, look at that. Look at that skin, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm listening to that, like, I'm like, oh, okay, she's doing community work, but let's talk about your skin regimen.
Okay.
My mind is not the right place. I'm sorry. All right.
It's where it is. Oh, you know, your face is beat up. Okay. And let me tell you, you're looking marvelous today.
Thank you.
Beat down.
I've been working remotely for the past couple days. And when I tell you today was my first day of like pulling myself together and looking like a real human being, I said, oh, okay, there you are. Because you've been looking real, real lost out in the wilderness now. So it's time to bring it on back. So thank you.
It happens sometimes. Yes, you are looking gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, I think we have our sister in business on the line. Tony, is that correct? Or Charlie, is that correct? We have our woman in business. Maybe we don't. We'll wait for Charlie to come back to the line. Miss Nee, why don't you tell us what our topic is tonight? I'm excited about this topic and a little nervous, too. No, I was asking you, Charlie, is our woman in business on? Is she connected? Okay, awesome. Hi.
Hey.
Happy New Year, ladies.
How are you?
Everyone,
welcome Tony to my sister's circle. She is our woman in business tonight. Thank you so much for being here with us.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Absolutely. So Tony is the owner and operator of Tony from Tony's Collection. Please tell us about your business and about yourself.
My name is Tony Porter. I am the owner, yes, of Tony's Collection. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm a mom. I am a Wayne State graduate. I've been in business this month now, 10 years. So it's been a long journey. But I'm a serial entrepreneur. So this is one of three businesses. But this is my main hub, my baby I've been with the longest. Let me see what else about me. I'm a friend. I'm a consultant. I'm a daughter. You know, I'm a supporter. I'm everything.
Awesome. And 10 years in business, that's a long time, and that's a lot of hard work and dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
That says something, honey. So what? Yes. What? allows you to keep pushing? Like, you've been going for 10 years. Like, what's the motivation? What's the drive?
I would say myself first. I have to be the biggest motivator. If I don't work, I don't eat, you know. My son, he is 4. So he came, you know, a little while after, but now he's the next motivator. And just where I see myself in business is kind of creating not only opportunity for myself, it's for others as well. Hopefully I will be the big, you know, manufacturing distribution company, so I can hire, you know, people and bring some jobs back to the city, you know. So that's probably my biggest motivation.
Absolutely. So what is Tony's Collection? What does that all encompass?
Tony's Collection, I would like to say we are a luxury home fragrance company. I believe that I am trying to tap into not only, you know, traditional candles, but we're adding fragrance mists. We do, for people who don't want the flame, we've got to have some tarts. Also, I think about the car, you know, if you want your house to smell good, you want the car to smell good. So, you know, we started creating fragrance mists to take with you in the travel, because they're 4 ounces. Awesome. And just recently, I fell in love with these diffusers, and I was like, but you only get a certain scent, you know? So I'm like, I wonder if I can try my fragrances. So, you know, I'm just trying to complete a whole home fragrance line, whatever that may be.
Yes.
It looked like you got it going on, honey, because I love scents. Like, I love smell good. Seriously.
I can't wait and then the car y'all too? Come in here.
Okay. Okay. And I feel like candles are like such a big thing. I know for myself, I probably buy candles at least once every 2 weeks. I love for my home to smell good by way of like oils and candles. And sometimes at the same time, I want the whole house to smell righteous. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
So I mean, how can we purchase like things that. And yeah, tell us like about some different scents that you have. Like what do you have going on? That's what I love.
You can purchase online at www.tonyscollection. I kind of try to spell it out, but I'll do TONISCOLLECTION.com. Okay. Or you can stop in store at 19222 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48219. I try to incorporate that even if you ordered online, you can select the option to pick up in store to save on shipping. I know sometimes, you know, we're in and out, and if we got families or maybe you came on your lunch break, you know, you're trying to do it quick. So I will have the orders ready for you to pick up right at the door, or you can come in and, you know, sniff around and get a good feel. Yeah. Let me kind of get you comfy, cozy, get acquainted.
Yes, for I sniff around. That. I love that. Yes. So cute. That's so cute.
I love that. So you've Thank got the you. Store where they can stop in. You've got the website that they can order. That's amazing. I love that. I love that you're able to.
Thank
I'm
you.
Big on being able to go into a store and actually touch and see and smell product. So that's major for me. I know there's other people like that. So it's wonderful that you have a location and people can actually come in and get their purchase.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say it's a long time coming. I just recently got this location last year. I've been online for 9 of these 10 years. So
okay.
I'm coming up on a year in here in store. Pretty soon, Juneteenth. I did the grand opening on Juneteenth. So, you know, I wanted it to be not only monumental to me, but to my other people of color. You know, we finally got a holiday. So why not celebrate that? But it's definitely, you know, seeing and smelling and touching is totally different than, you know, shopping online, kind of reading the description. So I'm so like blessed and thankful just to even have the opportunity to have a location. And in our city, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
And then you can Especially sniff them too. The you can smell them too. That's the.
Okay. You know, sanitize your hands. Keep the incense. Seller right you there. Know, we doing it. That's it.
I love it. Before we end our segment with you, Tony, when you hear the words or the phrase, there's no competition in sisterhood, what does it mean to you?
I don't believe in competition unless, you know, we in the sport, you know, if there's a goal that our team is trying to achieve. I believe you really are competing with yourself. So no, there is not a competition in sisterhood. To me, I compete with myself daily, meaning I want to be better than the person I was the day before or the year before. You know, you just, you're hoping that, I don't know whatever anybody's level is, but probably once you hit that level, you create another goal, you know, and then that's another competition or a competitive spirit to attain that. I believe in sisterhood. Oh, absolutely. I believe in sisterhood that you've got to really kind of uplift one another. It's already hard enough out here for women of color, whether we're African-American, you know, Mexican, whatever. Women of color, we're already kind of at a disadvantage. So to me, it's important to have a sisterhood and to have somebody that you can lean on or talk to, or when you're down, you know, kind of give you that push. It's tough out here, like I say. So any type of unity that we can form with one another, you know, it just helps us. If it helps me, it helps you, you know, each one reach one, like pretty much. I just believe that we got to first get that thought that it is a competition amongst, you know, your sisterhood. It's enough money in all these industries, whether it's another fellow candle maker, another person who's doing hair, nails, no one person can get it all. So with competition, you know what I mean?
That's why I think it's so important for women to remember. That's why God gave each of us individual talents. What you do, I might not be capable of doing. What I do, I may do differently than you. But that's why each one of us have a specific talent and a gift that is like masterfully created and molded individually for each one of us. So why would you ever be upset about what your other sister is doing? She has another special gift that maybe you haven't tapped into yourself, and that's why God created her and breathed that gift into her. So I hate competition amongst women. I think it's silly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be.
No.
And do you guys
mind if I show? I'm so
please,
sorry.
Please show some pride.
Yes, show us.
I just heard Mr. Charlie in my ear. He's like, "You got products?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got."
Let's see, girl.
I just, you know, I wanted to get our casuals out. I have seven quick products to show, just so people can get an idea for sizing. If you go on the website tonyscollection.com, you'll see a few options when you click the scent names. This is our 8-ounce limited edition jelly jar. These are perfect. Gifts if you're trying to, you know, try out a different fragrance. Thank you. If you're trying to just, you know, test it out without putting too much commitment. So that's the limited edition 8-ounce jelly. Then I've got a 10-ounce black lux jar, so a little bit fancier jar, still a good size. Same gray wax. I did pick a couple fragrances that I'm liking right now. So Miami Nights is like, it's giving me tropical vibes, you guys. It's amazing. Bourbon Daddy, I would say this is, I don't know, it's kind of unisex. I'm liking it. I like heavier scents, but it all depends on my customer. Then I decided, because if I'm calling myself luxury, I've got to have, you know, a luxury vessel. So these are the new, I'm so sorry. If you guys hear the noise, that's the traffic. Thank you. This is the Vintage Royale jar. It's a 3-wick vessel, but the vessel is just beautiful. So even after you burn the candle out, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to want to keep it, or it can be refilled. So no worries about that. Now, for my flameless people, these were the tarts I was speaking of. These, you break a couple cubes off and you put them in your warmers. Because like I said, some people don't want the candle flame. These were the 4-ounce fragrance mist that I was talking about. So I don't know if I can say this name, but if you can think of Douce, that's it. Okay. I don't wanna mess up. You know, we all air.
I get you.
And like I say, I've been getting into the diffusers, and I mean, you know, you can only get so much of the essential oils, right? We're tired of the lavender and the eucalyptus. So I'm like, well, let's spice it up. Let me do a little research and find out if this works or not. So as long as it's an oil-based fragrance oil, it works. So I've been doing my candle scents in my diffuser. And you guys,
they have, like, I've been sleeping so good at night. I'm not selling the diffusers, just the oil extract for them, because I'm not going to plug them because they ain't paying us. But y'all know our favorite site, and they do a prime delivery. Yes. So, listen, you can go there to get the diffusers, but anything fragrance scents, come here, right here, Tully's Collection.
Gotcha. Got you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I love you for coming again. We wish you much success. We're going to have to come and patronize you. And thank you for coming on My Sister Circle. And before we close out, Charlie, please show her promo picture again so we can see what her website is and her product picture. Everybody, please check her out. And we have a video. Yes, we have a video that we're going to show
you.
Here.
I appreciate
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Be safe out there. Peace, driving. Love. I heard bad weather. Thank you.
Yes.
Peace.
Hey, y'all. It's Boo's favorite candle lady. I'm Tony, and welcome to Tony's Collection. Specialize in home fragrances that are triple scented, long lasting, and eco-friendly. You can shop online at www.tonyscollection.com. Also, you can stop by in store Monday through Saturday at 19222 West McNichols. I hope to see you soon.
Wow, I am completely impressed with her commercial and all of the variety of candles that she has. So I hope that everyone will go and check her out and, you know, patronize her. I love to see women making it happen. That makes me so excited. And I know those, I feel that those candles smell superb, and I got to get some.
Thank you. I like that black and gold. It's like chic.
Yes, it's very chic. And that three wicked one in that beautiful jar. Did you see that?
I thought y'all heard me. Ooh, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That was really pretty. It's really nice. And I love the packaging.
Packaging always gets me. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. If it is wrapped wonderfully and in a good package, I'm like, yeah, I'll take 20 of those for sure. I love packaging. All right, so we are going to move right into our topic. Miss Nee came up with this topic, and when we posted it in our group thread and I saw it, and I was like, ooh, it kind of made me go, ooh, all right. Because you know why? I think the reason why it kind of hit me is because I'm kind of going through that season right now and trying to figure out where people belong in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in cutting people off, right? I believe certain people are for certain times and certain purposes in your life. But right now, I'm trying to figure out, where does everyone belong? So I'm excited to talk about this, to get your perspective, to get our viewers' perspective, and I'm ready to learn something because I feel like it's been kind of weighing on me heavy. Maybe I'm giving it too much energy and too much of a thought process, but it's something that's been weighing heavy on my heart. So, Miss Nee, tell us what our topic is today.
Our topic today is season, reason, and lifetime people. And what do those people look like to you? And you said, like, you're trying to figure out where they belong. I feel like they belong where they are. You know what I mean? Mm. And where your heart and your emotions are feeling that they are. Because a lot of time our mind wants to hold on to people and our mind, you know, wants to shut people out. But our hearts tells us the truth. That's our compass. How our emotions, I feel like our emotions are, it's our personal compass.
Yeah.
So season, reason, and lifetime people. I jotted down a couple of things. So
give it to me, baby.
Season people. Okay. Season. People who are in your life for a spell, a short amount of time, to give you something within a certain amount of time, only there for a season. So let's digest that, right? Uh-huh. So seasoned people, I believe that they come into your life for a certain amount of time, you know, and those are those people. I have a hard time, like, dang, they gone already. Like, you know, when nothing really happened, but something happens to where y'all, you know, just separate.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? Why is that?
Right.
Why do you think?
I think certain relationships and people have an expiration date, like anything else. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think the thing that is most like perplexing to me, I don't like for people to treat my life or my space like a revolving door, right? Okay. And I'm not saying that everyone that comes in has an obligation to stay or even is supposed to stay. But I do not like people that think that they have the opportunity to just, I'm going to peep in, I'm going to peep out, I'm going to segue in. That does something to me. I think it is extremely irresponsible of the other person. I think it's very disrespectful in a way, because when you, for instance, okay, I had a really good friend, and sometimes I would not be able to catch up with this friend in the way that I would like. Why? Because I'm a mom, because I work, because I also have a business, you know, going and booming and other variables moving around on the board. And the person decided that they wanted to abruptly end our communication without giving me the opportunity to beg their pardon and say, like, hey, you know, I've got a million and one things going on that doesn't take away the love that I have for you or the concern, mm-hmm. but sometimes I got to grind it out and I'll catch back up with you. And then by that person leaving, a couple weeks would go by and then they decided to come back. I'm like, no, you can't do that. You know what I mean? I think it's disrespectful to decide that you want to pop in and pop out of people's lives. If you've made the choice that you want to stay out, then that's what you should do. I'm not saying we have to end on bad terms, but I definitely think there needs to be a conversation. If you make the choice that this friendship is not good for me or this relationship is not good for me, give the person the opportunity to talk first. And if you are going to leave, then in my opinion, you should stay gone.
So right. I value that. But I want to know, how do somebody end it? Like, did you try to reach out to them? Like, was they like ignoring your call? Like, how did they abruptly end it?
Yeah, I totally reached out. And I was like, hey, you know, one thing about me, like, I have my faults like anybody else. But if I'm in the wrong, I'm definitely going to be like, hey, I screwed up mm-hmm. and I want to apologize. And like, let me have a moment of your time. Give me at least the opportunity to make my wrong right. And I'm not a repeat offender either, because I can't ask for something that I can't reciprocate. So if I'm asking you to communicate with me and to treat me fairly, I'm definitely going to treat you fairly in return. So I tried to have a conversation with the person and was completely ignored. And that hurt, because I am not one like... Yeah. Everyone has petty tendencies, but my petty don't go quite to that level. Like, we're adults. Let me use my words. You use your words. And then after you hear my words, you then decide whether or not you're going to be done or you're going to receive me back. But I'm just like, it makes you wonder when you do allow people into your life and into your space. It makes you question, like, how long are you going to be here? I guess I'm like at a point in my life where I don't want meaningless connections. I don't think anyone that comes into your life doesn't have a purpose, but I'm definitely not giving people the opportunity to like treat me like the do drop in, did drop out. That's not what this is. I'm 37. This is like some life stuff now. You're going to be here. We're going to rock it out. We're going to learn something from each other. And I'm not talking about just romantic relationships. I would hope that would be in platonic relationships as well. It's just silly to me to do that to people.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just in the season, but I'm in that same, you know, boat. And I feel like, you know, what I've gathered you know, because I've been in deep meditation about it because I don't want it to bother me, but it has been bothering
me.
And I just had to understand that people are really just vessels, right, to trigger the next phase for you. No matter what package it comes in, it's always working out for me. This is how I am trying to live my life. So no matter what package it comes in, maybe it comes in a package of, you know, a ghost. The package, not a literally woo, but like, you know, you ghost somebody, you dip. Maybe it comes in a package of that. Or maybe it comes in a package of an argument. Or maybe it comes in a package of something happened and now y'all not speaking anymore. I think that a lot of times it's very helpful for me because I won't, I'm about to say I won't end stuff, but I... I have a tendency to be
like,
but only if I feel like I'm not getting the same that I'm giving out. If I feel like I'm giving too much, because I'm always so open in the beginning, I'm open, 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 you know, and I think that because I'm so open, 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 when I close it off, it seems like I'm not genuine, but I'm genuinely both of these people because I'm genuinely layered, you know. So those are seasoned people. I feel like they're in there for a season, for a time, for a span, maybe to help you get through something, maybe to give you something. Then you have the reason people. So I wrote down a little something. A person that comes into your life.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay. So reason people, a person that comes into your life for a specific purpose to help you get through to the next part of your existence. So they, I feel like they come in there for the reason, you know?
That did something to me right here. And,
okay. So anytime somebody, it, like I said, I think we are just walking vessels. You know, we are here to help each other. That's why we are all connected, no matter if you don't like me, we still connected in a way because, you know, me triggering you or you triggering me is going to put you to your next phase. That's just what I believe. Then we have lifetime people. So wait, what reason people? What do you think? Give you
the reason people. I definitely, when you finished reading it, it resonated very deep inside of me because again, a couple of years ago prior meeting someone, you know, and thinking that the friendship was going to have longevity and it did not. But what I will say though, is that from that person being a reason, even though the experience was wildly uncomfortable, it completely changed my life and it changed my life and made me the woman that I am now. It took me to a space of realization and appreciation for myself that I've never had before. And it's funny how someone can teach you such an uncomfortable lesson that makes you really tap in and understand who and what you are. And even with it being uncomfortable, if I had the opportunity to tell the person, and if they were ever to see this, I would simply say thank you for bringing my thought process full circle and hurting me in such a way that I was able to step back and fully understand how wonderful and divine God intended me to be and how I am. And I never felt that way about myself until I met this person and they did what they did. And I took the opportunity to step back and pay attention to what I was dealing with and how I was dealing with it. And from that hurt came Orion. Like in a way that I never saw myself before, in a way that I never appreciated myself. And it was so hard and so uncomfortable, but it was so necessary. So I'm thankful for that uncomfortable experience. Yeah.
Ditto, baby, ditto. Those reason people.
And you know what's funny? I never felt the difference in these season reasons until having this conversation with you. Like, I feel like the season people is the confusion. Like, why? Like, what? Like, what happened? Like, what? But those reason people, they change you. They change you on a cellular level. Like,
they pack a punch.
My reason. Listen, my reason person changed the whole trajectory of my life. Yeah. Like, I can't. yeah, like, I can't imagine me not being this person. And because I'm this person, it's because of that person. You know, and it's like, thank you. Like you said, I appreciate you. And I'm grateful that you're not in, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful that you came, you conquered and you left. You conquered that old, for real. They have to come and conquer that old piece of you that isn't meaning you know any good. They have to come and push you to a space where you completely change yourself. Yeah. Those reason people. Come cum pops. Like, I don't know if that's good.
Captain.
Appreciate you. All right, listen. So Lifetime people, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I wrote down for Lifetime people. Lifetime people can occupy all three of the categories, but these are the people meant to stay. These are the people who might go who you might go spells without talking to, but when you pick back up, it feels like no time has passed. They are with you for life. So Lifetime people, and I've been recognizing my Lifetime people now, you know, because like I said, they could come and be in any of these phases. They can be in your season. They can, you know, you can be together all day, every day, talking on the phone all the time. And then it just comes abruptly like, oh yeah, like, you know, I don't talk to them, but nothing has happened. We ain't beefed out. Ain't nothing. Life starts to happen. They are evolving how they need to evolve. You are evolving how you need to evolve. And if you're not together, you guys can't evolve together. So you have to separate, right? So I feel like that's that season. The reason, of course, you know, they're in your life and I'm quite sure they can help you get through and give to you, but they're meant for the long haul. And when you talk back to them, it's not like time has passed. You pick right back up, you know. And I think that I'm realizing my Lifetime people, and I'm very, very, very appreciative of them. I'm so appreciative of them, and they feel different because it's like even if you get into it with them, when you pick back up, it feel good to you. It feel good inside of you. You know, like when you get off the phone, like, dang, it was really good catching up. Dang, it was really good talking to them. So yeah, that's the Lifetime for me.
Yeah, the them feeling good part hits with me because it's like you get wrapped up in life, but there are people, like, I instantly started seeing people's faces that I know are going to be, like, I call them lifers. Like, when I talk to these people, I'm like, you know, we're in it for the long haul. You're a lifer. Like, this is a till death do us part. Even though we're not married, this is a for life type thing. And you understand what their purpose is in your life, because not only does it feel like a safe space when you're communicating with them, their presence, their aura, what they bring to you feels like home. And to me, that means safety. That means allowing me to be transparent, allowing me to have vulnerable conversations and not feel like I'm being judged or called crazy. So those people are the ones that, like you said, time will pass and you both understand that you're doing different things. But it's so easy to just come back together. And it's like absolutely no time has lapsed whatsoever. You know, I have a friend like that, and I don't get to see her or talk to her often. But I consider her to be my soulmate. And I say she's my soulmate because we are so closely connected. When we are pining for each other in different spaces and we're not able to see each other, one of us will instantly reach out to each other and just be like, hey, I know you're busy and I know life is this and I know the kids this or I know work that, but I love you and I miss you and I hope that you know that I'm never not thinking about you. And I appreciate that friendship and people that are in my life like that so much. Yeah. That it keeps me going, especially if you lead a busy life. You know what I mean? And sometimes in being busy, it makes you feel like your life has you in a point of like isolation, but it's really not that. It's just that you're handling business. So to have lifetime people always there for you, and like just because you don't talk to them or see them all the time, you know that it's for the rest of your life and they're not going anywhere and yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. This is for life, baby.
For life. Yeah. The wheels for fall life. Off, okay.
Hello. I want to grow old with you. Like, and not even, and like you said, not even in a intimate relationship, even friends. Like, you know, like I have friends that I literally can't wait to grow old with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Well, that we're growing old together. And it feels good because it's like, yo, you know me. You get to see me now, mm-hmm. but you knew me then. And this knee that is sitting in front of you is not the knee that I've always been. Mm. And I've been many things. And I feel like this is the best version right here. You know? I feel like I've been many things because I had to be. And I appreciate the person that I was at the time that I had to be as well.
Yeah.
Because my teenage self helped me get through what I needed to get through. Where I was in my environment, like mm-hmm. it's like you have, I feel like myself have been adapting and evolving to where I'm supposed to be and what I am, you know, supposed to be. And I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it, because growing up in the town, you had to be different. Yeah. I don't feel like I could be Yeah, I couldn't be this person, but the season, reason, and lifetime people, for every single phase of them, for every one of them, every part that they've played, the people that have played in my life, I am grateful for you. No matter if I talk to you, no matter if you know what I mean, if you're still here, if you ain't here, if you don't rock with me, even if you don't like me, I'm grateful for you. I am not even playing. Because
yeah. I think, I don't know if Miss Knee, we lost Knee, connection, but I wish we could have got the rest of what she was saying. Hopefully she comes back, but I hope you all enjoyed our show tonight. I know I did. I learned something, and I'm so appreciative of Knee breaking down the season, reason, and lifetime people. I think she did a beautiful job at breaking down each one for us. So I encourage you all to reevaluate your life. I know I always am, and trying to take a minute to be introspective. Take a moment and think about the people in your life, where they fit in your life, what is their season, what's the reason, and who do you think is going to be with you for a lifetime. So that's our show, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. And if you didn't, oh yeah, sponsorship. Charlie, you correct me if I'm wrong. I never talk about sponsorship. If you would like to donate to my sister circle, you can look at the screen. There's our Cash App handle. If you want to donate, I'm sorry, Charlie, what's that? Oh, okay. If you want to donate to my sister circle, we appreciate you. And we are looking forward to doing some great things. Also, if you want to do any advertisement or commercials, you have an opportunity to do that with us as well and to help us. If you are a business owner and you would like to air your personal commercial, please reach out to us at My Sister Circle on Facebook or through my email or Facebook rather, or Coach D's Facebook, and we can assist you that way. And I think that's about it. Oh my goodness, how could I forget that? Guys, okay. I wish D and Knee were here. Guys, we were nominated for a Detroit award, okay? And DeWanna sent it to me. And when I tell you I about fell out of my skin, what a huge, like, there's tons of podcasts in Detroit, right? But for someone to put our names on that list is just the hugest honor. So if you have not already, I am begging you to go and cast your vote. There's lots of other categories. We ain't thinking about them. We're thinking about the podcast category. So please go. If you go to My Sister Circle and you look on the webpage or on our Facebook page, it is there. And you can go and cast your vote for My Sister Circle podcast. I'm not sure when they announce the winner. I've got to do some more research or ask Coach D when it is. But how huge is that for us? Is it on the screen, Charlie, when they announce? Okay, yeah. Is the Detroit? Okay, so it's on the screen. Charlie says, where you vote. So please go in and vote. We are so excited. I mean, I think when Dawana started this and I came aboard, we had a vision of what it was going to be, but I really don't even think that we thought this would happen. And I'm beyond excited, Charlie. How do you feel about that? I'm telling you, I told Dawana, I said, I am screaming at work. People think there's something wrong with me, and I am in here hollering. Because it's so cool. You know what I mean? Like, us? Really? Not that I don't think that we're... Yeah, me is back. Okay.
Hey.
We were talking about
Choice Awards.
Everyone going to boy. Oh, right? Can you believe that?
Bro.
How dope is
that's
that?
Awesome. It's amazing. It's amazing. Congrats. Congrats.
Congrats to you.
Vote as many times. I done voted a lot of times and I done gave it. I done sent it in my family chat. Listen, send it everywhere. Send it to everybody. Listen, let's go.
Awesome. I cannot even believe it. When I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. What? No way. I cannot even believe it. Because I know some of the other people that are in those categories, right? For like actress and business and other things, and then I'm like, My Sister Circle, shut up. I could not believe it.
That's so dope.
But yes, please go and vote. I think that's our show. Nee, I was saying before you got disconnected, I feel so blessed for the way that you broke down tonight's topic, and it did something for me, and I want to say thank you. I love the way you broke that down. I love the information. I love what you shared. And I encouraged our viewers to pay attention to the people in their life, their season, their reason, and their lifetime people. Identify them, appreciate them, and love them, of course.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I love you.
Thank you, Nee. I'm so glad you were here. I love you.
Me too.
I'm so happy to see you.
I know, right? Listen. Look, I've been working on some stuff. Look, I got my copies.
Look at you. Uh-oh. Right? What's going on with that, Nee? What does that tell us real quick?
This is my poetry book. I came out, right? This is a re-release. So
okay.
I got copies of it. You can get it on my Etsy shop, Copper and Stone Jewelry US, but I'll put it in a link, or you can just message me. Yes. And I can send you a copy. But yes. So I've been on the grind. I'm grateful that it's done.
Okay. I'm going. All right.
Coach okay. D. Hi, guys. One more time. Incredible show, ladies. I drove all the way home. So I just wanted to pop on one more time and tell you, like, congratulations on our Detroit Choice Award. Congratulations to Charlie as our producer, and I thank you guys so much, everybody that has supported us and voted for us to make this possible. I am just so, I mean, you guys don't know, it is such an honor, but I just wanted to, and just congratulations to my, okay? Even congrats to Keisha. I just an honor, grateful, I God, that this is happening. I mean, things that's happening, and I'm just gonna keep it closed. I'm not gonna say anything, but it's just so exciting, and I just thank you guys for rocking with, and I just love so much. I really do. And okay, Charlie gave me the 1 minute. Remember the petition and sisterhood, and always, 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 always remember to fix your sister's crown.
Bye.
So you think you in love with me, but I'm not the girl of your dreams, cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not leaning you on cause you know my truth, but I know just what to do for you, cause when they don't come down it, nah, 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 nah.
It's your boo's favorite candle lady. I'm Tony, and welcome to Tony's Collection. We specialize in home fragrances that are triple scented, long-lasting, and eco-friendly. Shop online at www.tonyscollection.com. Also, you can stop by in store Monday through Saturday at 19222 West McNichols. I hope to see you soon.
Get your perfect body in 2022. Dare to Be Bodied is offering laser lipo, lipo cavitation, skin tightening, butt and breast lift, vaginal steaming, and so much more. Why don't you dare to be body? Call now for your free consultation. 313-434-4404.